Come on, you can do it.
There we go.
Okay, what I brought up is I wanted to compare the array that we looked at last week with an array, the same array problem, basically, or a very similar one, in JavaScript. Okay, so we've got a Visual Basic way, and we've got the JavaScript way. Okay, so both of them define the table. And this one says dim department name, and then it says 5 as a string. So it's dimming the department name as a string. This one comes over here and it says department array is a new array, and it is going up only through 4. If it was going up through 5 like that one was, then I would have a 5 there. But this is only going up through 4. So we define the array in both circumstances, but it's a little different in the two languages. Then in JavaScript, we say department array 0 equals, department array 1 equals, etc., and we're using square braces. Over here, we say the same name, department name, and we put parentheses to show the index. So in one of them, the index is being shown with square braces, and the other one, the index is being shown with parentheses. But they both basically set up and show them. JavaScript has a semicolon after it because our JavaScript does that with all the commands except the if statement, because the if statement isn't completed on the line. And Visual Basic doesn't use semicolons, so it doesn't have that. Okay. So then I got into the using it. I had a button that I click. So in Visual Basic, I have a button that I click. And I say, if the value is greater than 0, and the value is less than 6. And that's because I didn't use department name 0. I could have, and if I used department name 0, then I could have just said up there, if the value is less than 6. Okay? So, I have those two things. In JavaScript, I have a prompt to get the number. Okay, so over on Visual Basic, I have a text box that gets the number, and I'm asking about the text box. Over in JavaScript, I have a prompt that says enter the department number, and then I check on it. In that one, I said if department number is less than 5. Okay, and if it is, I do the document write, else I do a different document write. Over in Visual Basic, I also have the if and the else, but I don't use curly braces. Everything that I want to do if it's true comes between the if and the else. Everything that I want to do if it's false comes between the else and the end if. So I have to have an end if in Visual Basic. In JavaScript, the last curly braces acts like the end if. But I have to have something that tells it it's done, or else if I wanted to put other code up there, it would be considered part of the else. Okay, so if the end if went away, and I just had a line of code that I wanted to do, it would become part of the else if the end if went away. But by keeping the end if, I know I've ended it, and I can put other code that I want to do after the end if. Okay? So, there's a lot of similarities and a lot of differences. But essentially, the same thing, I set up an array, I set up an area in memory. My if statement is very much the same, except that I use curly braces versus the end if structure. So they say, and it's true, at least in my experience, that the first language you learn is the hardest because it's all, huh? But then when you get to a second language, there is definitely similarities between how these act. And as I said, in Visual Basic, I'm going in through a text box. Here, I'm going in through a prompt. But I could also set up text boxes in Visual Basic. and go in that way. I mean, in JavaScript and go in that way. Questions? The other difference is that in JavaScript, it's all flowing down and I'm doing it in sequence. Okay? Whereas over there, I broke it up and I have different routines. Okay? I'm not just processing through the program in sequence. I have different routines going on. And in JavaScript, you can have external functions and things like that too. But here I've got a subroutine that handles the get name. I have a subroutine that set up the array. Okay? And that was done, the array was set up on a load event. So when I load, it created the array. Here, the array is set up just because it's in the head, or it could have been in the body, but I just hit it as I'm going down, and it sets it up. Okay? So, questions? Okay, the next thing I want to do is open the next two problems. And I don't know if you've downloaded them yet. So if I go over here and look at programs, the project write text and the project read are the two that you need to open. Okay. And actually, I'm trying to remember what I called. Okay, I very carefully downloaded them and I don't remember which was which. So yours may be a little different than mine. We will see. Okay, when you get them downloaded, I open the one that has rate in the name.
Which file was it?
The one that has rate in the name. Project Write, maybe?
Project Write Text.
Okay, has everybody got it?
No.
No? Eventually.
Yes.
First.
Oh, goody.
They need to program these computers to play the Jeopardy theme while you're waiting for something.
Is it up? That's all I care about, and we'll talk about. Okay.
Yeah, it says the error. Oh, watch. Did you unzip it?
When you download
it? Oh, I thought it auto extracts.
No.
Yes. Okay. Worst case scenario, you can look on with him.
That is the worst.
That is definitely. Okay. So what I've got here is I set up the line that I want to write, and I called it dim data write, and I said dim data write is going to be a string. And it is going to be made up of the information I got from the text ID number, not text box, which is on the form, concatenated with a comma, because I want a separator between. I'm now writing the data. I'm going to write the data out to a disk, and I want a comma separating the fields. And then I said, concatenate that with textname.txt. Concatenate that with a comma. Concatenate that with textmajor.txt. And concatenate that with vbcrlf, which is carriage control line feed. So it will go down to the next line. Okay? So, the last time I ran this particular one, this is stu.s16. And if you look at the next line, that's what I'm going to write, is stu.s16. So I write, and this is a copy and paste. My computer file system, write all text. Okay? And if you ask me what that says right now, when I'm looking the other direction, I can't tell you what it says, okay? But if I copy and paste, I can come up with the right thing. So I'm saying, my computer file system write all text. So I'm basically giving the write command and telling it to write. And where I want it to write is I want to go to the F drive. I want to write in BBCIS120. I want to write in a folder called Project Write Text. And the file I want to write, I'm going to call stu16.txt. And there is the file. So I wrote it onto this F drive. And what I want to write is I give the address where I want to write it, and then I give the name of the line that I want to write, which is data write up there. So I'm giving the address and the data write. And you know, I don't honestly remember what the true means, but put it there anyway. Okay. So I'm writing it out to the disk. And so if I look at this file right here, okay, there's the file that I wrote the last time I did it. So here is apparently the ID number that I entered in, and then the comma, and then the name, and then a comma, and then the major, and then CI is the major. And then I did the carriage control line feed, so it went down to the next line. So I got each record on a different line. So what I did there was I created a file. I took in from the text boxes on the form the information that I needed, and we'll do it in a minute again so you can see it. But I took in the information I needed from the text boxes, and then I wrote them out to the disk. And that, in fact, is very important to data processing, to IT, because you've got to create files. If you're not creating files, then what good is it to write all these wonderful programs and not save the results? You really need files. Now, JavaScript is a little bit different. JavaScript is meant to work with the web, and it's meant to not be involved with the server, but to be local. And so JavaScript doesn't handle files. Well, it does in a kind of primitive way, but it really doesn't handle files. PHP is another language that we teach that teaches you file management for a web page. And there are a lot of other things that you can use for file management for a web page. But file management involves using the server. And PHP is one language that you can use to learn the server. Visual Basic is designed to be able to save files and read files. That's one of its main things in life. You're doing payroll, you're doing inventory. If you're in games, you're keeping scores on the games. Whatever it is, you can do it in Visual Basic, okay? And C++ and Java, those are all meant to be handling files, okay? Because if you're not saving data and then reusing the data, what good is the data, okay? If you just have people type a lot of stuff in and then you never save it, then they got to type it all in next time. And that's a waste of time. So this is creating a file. And the file that I create, I chose to store in this directory. I could store it any place I want to. Okay, but I chose to store it in that directory. Yes?
Just to be certain, the file has to exist first. Visual Basic won't create a new text file.
No, it will. It creates a new text file. In fact, we're going to do that now. But those folders have to exist. So I'm saying put it in this folder and this folder, and those have to exist. But the file I can do on my own. So I'm going to change this file, and I'm going to make this F18. Okay, so I'm going to create a file called F18. So I've got that now, and I'm going to do a file save all. And I'm now going to have it go to X18. So if I run this, how many times can I say it before it runs? There we go. Okay, so I'm going to put in the ID number in text ID, so 1111, John Doe, Major CI. Okay, so I'm putting in an ID, a name, and a major, and then I'm going to click on write. Okay, and it hopefully wrote. I could have had it give me a message, but I had it right. And then I've got 222 Susan Ash CI, and I click write, and that got hopefully written. And then 333 Ann Costa, and CI again, and I'll say write. Okay, so I've written three files, because when I have this button, when I execute the button write, it gathered the information I put on the form, okay? So 444 Richard Smith, CI Major, and then I hit write, and he will go on to it. So now I can go in, and I've got Stu18 here, and click on it, and there are the names that I just put in. Okay? John Doe, Susan Ash, Ann Coster, and Richard Smith are all in there. And those are the names that I just put in. Okay? So I created a file. So now I'm going to read that file, okay? So I want to read that file. So I'm going to copy this address because I need the address. Actually, I can include the quotes. I need the address when I want to go ahead and read it. Mm-hmm. I need to know where the file is, okay? And so this gives me the address, and it gives me the name of the file. So now I'm going to close this. And I'm going to open the read. So I'm opening the one called read. Okay, so on the run call read, the first thing I have to do is look and see if the address, and actually the address is all the same except for this, so I can just change it. So there's my address of where I can find it. I can find it in the F drive on VBCIS 120 in a folder called Project Write Text, and it's going to be called stuf18.txt. So if I run this, and I click on read, I see the first record. And I click on read again, and I see the second record, the third record, the fourth record. And when I click read again, it comes back and tells me end of file reached. So I have read all of the records. Okay. So that's the read. So I started out and I said, dim my reader as new. Microsoft, da, 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 and again, that's a copy and paste, okay? Up until you get to the address, it's a copy and paste. Okay. And then I put in the address of where the file is going to be. Now, I have to be careful to give it exactly the same address that I gave in the write. Because if I don't give exactly the same address, it's not going to find it. Okay? Because the read is going to be looking in that address. That's where I put it when I wrote it, so it can find it and I can bring it up. Okay? So when I click the button read, it sets up a current string, a current row rather, as a string. And it says, if not my reader, end of data. Okay, so again, that's a copy and paste. If it's not end of data, then do one thing. Else, put out end of file reached. And I didn't even bother to name that. I should have, but there's label1.txt, which is where I put it. And I had a label on the form. Okay, so I'm putting it on the form. And then I said, all right, current row equals my reader read files. Another copy and paste. OK? Okay, so current row, which is what I defined as the current row, that's my definition. I could have called it my stuff. I can call it anything that I want to. Current row is going to be my reader is going to read the files from there. So I use the my reader is going to read the files from there. And the files that it's going to read is current row zero. Okay, so if I look at the text file of this, it is reading current row zero. So it's got a current row, and that would be the 111 John Doe CI. Zero means the first field, so it reads the 111. One means the second field, so it reads John Doe. CI is the third field. And so it puts the content of the zeroth field into text ID number, the content of the first field into text name, and the content of the last field, the two field, into text major. So it puts and goes and gets the current row, and then takes the first field as zero, the next field is one, the next field is two. And if there'd been another field, it would have been three. And the comma is the delimiter. Now, how does it know the comma is the delimiter? Because down here, when it was loaded, I said, my reader, set the delimiter as a comma. If I had said, my reader, set the delimiter as a slash, then I would have had to, when I wrote it, put a slash between all the fields instead of a comma. So I'm telling it what the delimiter is, meaning what is the thing that separates the fields. And I told it it was a comma. Okay? So it then says, okay, everything before the first comma is current row zero. Everything between the first comma and the next comma is current row one. And everything after that is current row two. It puts it in the appropriate fields. Okay? And down here, I said my reader text field type is da-da-da-da, delimited, and then the important thing is I said my reader set delimiter as a comma. There's a lot of copy and paste going on here. And there are certainly more complex ways of doing that, but that is in the other Visual Basic class, not the beginning class. Okay? Questions? Yeah.
So if you had your set delimiter, say, to like a dash or something, how would it read that?
It would just...
Would it be on the first line of everything?
Yeah, no, you just would put the slash there.
Yeah.
And then when you did the write, remember it said write this concatenated with a comma, concatenated with something else, concatenated with a comma. When it said concatenated with a comma, you'd say concatenated with a slash.
I understand that, but say okay. If say your file had the commas instead of the slashes, they were different, how would it read that file?
Oh, I don't think it would.
Would it read it, though?
It would attempt, but I don't think it would do a very good job. I suspect the comma would be part of the data, and all you'd get would be a current row.
The first row.
Yeah. And then when it tried to do the second, I suspect it would crash. But those are, I suspects. If you try it, well, we can. Let me save that. And then put a slash here. And see what it does. Okay, it crashed. And when it crashed was when it went and tried to get a second field. Okay? So it crashed based on that. Yeah, you can see what it kind of, if you look down here, you can see at that point it was starting treating everything as one. Text ID number. Is all of that. This we don't know, this we don't know. So you can see it was treating it. Let's see if I can get the slash to show, so that when I take a picture, will be clear what we did. But it was just not getting the data correctly. Questions? Okay, what I want you to do is do a read-write. So I want you to actually do what I did. I want you to make a click program that will read and then write. And that will be part of the second assignment. So if you get it done today, you'll have one problem on the second JavaScript done. Okay, but I want you to use a write program, and then I want you to do a read program. Do something a little bit different than what I did, obviously. You could do something having to do with inventory, payroll, whatever you want to do. But write a file and then read the file. I just realized I meant to get my parents to take classes. So keep your eyes on them. If you have any questions, I'll be back in 15 minutes.
Not to mention, I'm trying to figure out what exactly, because I tried it at home too, tried downloading it. I couldn't figure out which parts of the application I had to click to install it.
Okay.
Gave me a whole bunch of options.
Yeah, I think I just did the basic.
Yeah, I tried looking for the basic. Unless I'm completely blind, I completely missed it.
I'm trying to think. I'm not sure I actually have downloaded 17 because everything works fine with 15. 17 is here. I had 15 installed at home. And I don't think I've downloaded and installed 17, so I don't know what the options are.
Nice.
Has anybody got 17 downloaded at home on their laptop or anything?
I have it
at home.
You've got it? Okay, so if you have a question, if you've got it working at home, you can ask her. Because thinking about it, I've been doing it for 15.
Yeah, I have 15 as well. It's right.
Is there a way to save the write form to the read form?
I haven't looked at that yet.
Because it's literally the same.
Tomorrow, though. I mean, actually, are you on the Discord?
No.
Yeah.